All right, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a great week. Thank you for tuning in to the Hero Card Hour here every Friday from 2 to 3 on KERB 1230 AM radio. I am the host of the show, Lou McCoy. And again, I'm glad you're listening in. I'm joined in the studio with producer Glenn Taylor. Glenn,
hey, what's going on today, bud?
Oh, doing great. How's your week been?
It's been busy. It's been good and busy, but yeah, I'm ready for the weekend. I think a Friday show, I probably repeat that every week, that I'm ready for the weekend.
A little R&R.
I hope so. Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've got, I'll probably take care of a little business tomorrow, and then Sunday is my folks' 51st wedding anniversary. So I'm a barbecue for the family.
Are they here in town?
They're in Bandera.
Okay. That's exciting. 51 years. That's a milestone.
Absolutely. You know, last year was the big, you know, we went out and had did the whole extravagant meal. And this year, you know, we're just going to get together. And like I said, I'll barbecue for everybody.
You're a good man. Any excuse to barbecue, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, well, tell your folks, what are their names?
Glenn and Noeline Clark,
Say her name again, your mom's name?
Noeline.
Noeline.
Uh-huh. She's the only one I've ever known.
Yeah.
The only Noeline.
Noeline, that's a beautiful name. Well, congratulations, Glenn and Noeline, for 51 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
Oh, man, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
Luke.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm blessed in our family to have a history of long marriages. And in fact, my grandparents on both sides, Glenn, one side, I believe they made 75 years.
Wow.
And that's hard to do, right? You got to live a long time. You got to stay married a long time.
Sure.
And then in their cases, they got married at a young age. But 75 years, isn't that amazing?
That's an accomplishment.
That's just
indeed.
An accomplishment. So excited for that. So, Yeah, that's great for your parents. What else are you going to do this weekend?
Let's see. Well, maybe do a little sleeping. Didn't do a lot of that this week. I don't know. Might go hit some thrift stores. I hadn't done that in a while.
Okay.
Kind of like the old stereo equipment hobby. And
see what you can find.
Lately.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it. When you said that, I was thinking, well, do I have a thrift store in our Hero Card program? I don't think we do at this point. So we'll have to. So why don't you, hey, Glenn, so be an ambassador when you're out there.
Sure.
Locate some thrift stores where you might want to get a discount and let us know who they are, and we'll go talk to them.
Hey, Sam.
About being on the program. Absolutely, man. That's good. Well, so today's show, let's talk about that briefly. I'm really excited. In the back half of the show, former producer and our friend Glenn, Becca Hill, is going to be on the show. She's, as most of you are aware, she's taking a new venture in her life, a new direction. So she is with Farm Bureau, Texas Farm Bureau.
She is, yes.
And doing well with them. And I won't even pretend to know exactly what she's doing. That's why we're having her in here, to let her talk about what she does and see how that's going. And then may have another friend drop in that's got, if he doesn't pop in, I'll promote his, he's doing a talk on goal setting here in a couple of weeks. Great thing to do the first of the year is to set some goals. It's not too late, right? And anyway, he'll be in hopefully to promote that briefly. And then, of course, we're going to talk Hero Card business and football, which we always do, right?
Yeah, now, that's kind of why I guess get to do some different things this weekend because
I know.
No football this weekend.
No football.
I know. It's hard. This week's always hard.
And then next week is fun, but then it's really hard. Right after that, it's just nothing there. I don't know. You an NBA fan? You do all that? You do the basketball?
I'm a Spurs guy.
Yeah.
I've been watching since the ABA days.
Yeah.
I remember Johnny Moore.
You're talking about the red, white, and blue ball?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
We lived in San Antonio for a brief period, and it was during those days.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I had my red, white, and blue basketball. And so I've been a Spurs fan for a long time.
Good. Well, they're easy to be fans of.
So it's easy, yes, but it's still not football.
It's just not football.
So.
Well, and the difference is that, what, you play an 82-game basketball season.
Right.
So you know if you miss today, you can watch tomorrow almost, right? But football, it's just that once a week and a little different animal.
It sure is. And so, I always miss it, but it'll be back around. And maybe that's what makes it even more special,
I think you're right. It's a little, not fragile, what's the word? Anyway.
Well, it's not all, because basketball is, and baseball are both.
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot
That's
of it. And football, like you said, you know, you got to appreciate each and every nugget,
because
before long, it'll be gone again.
So, Super Bowl, Falcons, Patriots, who you going with? Who you rooting for? Who do you think's going to win?
Well, that'd be two different things, who I'm rooting for and who's going to win.
You're rooting for?
I guess I'll go with Atlanta. I'm an underdog kind of guy.
You think they're the underdog? Are they on the point spread, the underdog?
You know what? I haven't checked the point spread, so I don't want to say this like I
and betting, know. Betting is illegal, so we're not talking about the point spread for betting purposes, but
no,
it's not
just
illegal.
Just for fun, right? But I betting against Tom Brady is just not ever good. It very rarely
doesn't end up happy.
Seems to work out. So because of that, I gotta say, in my book, they're the underdog.
Okay,
but again, that'll be who I'm rooting for, man. Because enough with the Patriots already.
Yeah, they're good, but enough of them.
Doggone
I agree.
It.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm rooting for the Falcons as well. Now, maybe during the break we can research and see what Vegas is saying about the favorite on that, because I think Atlanta's going to win, and I think they're going to win easily.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, let me check on that.
Okay,
you find out on that. So, all right, so let's talk about the hero card for a minute, Glenn. Let me tell you about some things that are happening. I want to cover one thing in the show. It's pretty interesting, Glenn, as we're out talking to businesses, and it's my hope that there's some business owners out there listening, or certainly everybody that's listening knows a business owner. But one of the things that's because we literally ask a business owner to participate in our program, they not only do they have to provide a discount to the consumer, right, but they have to pay to participate in the program. And so, obviously, that may sound contradictory, but sometimes we get a little pushback on, well, why would I pay to give a discount? And so we started talking about some ideas on if you have a business and you want to start a card program or some kind of customer loyalty program, how would you go about it? Here in just a few minutes, I want to cover some of the pros and cons to starting your own program. And there's a reason that we ask businesses to pay to participate, because there's some cost and some management in doing all that. So, Becca's in the house. Hi, Becca. How are you? So we'll bring Becca on here in a little while. Glad to see you, and always a pleasure. Kiss, kiss. So we'll cover some of that. And then, of course, I want to give a shout-out immediately to some of our super-duper hero business partners. And this one's really timely. I don't know. Glenn, did you happen to know that I believe it was yesterday was National Peanut Brittle Day?
I didn't know
did
that.
Did you know that? Did you know there was such a thing as National Peanut Brittle Day?
No, but I'm all for it.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I think there's a reason we promote different things every day, right?
Sure.
So anyway, we have one. We probably have one of the best peanut brittle makers in our business, Carrie Barnett with Keys Brittle.
Oh, man.
And so she's doing a deal right now. It was yesterday and today only. If you are a new customer for Carrie, she is discounting her brittle half, 50%. So you can buy it at half off. But you got to get on Facebook and contact her. And I've got a number here I can give out in just a minute if you're not a Facebook person. In fact, you can call Carrie at 210-286-7274. And again, it's limit one. But if you've never tried her brittle, get you some brittle. She has obviously the traditional brittle, and then she has pecan jalapeno brittle and chocolate mocha peanut and pecan brittle. So,
man, making me hungry.
Everybody's hungry and their mouths are watering. It's delicious. Won't stick in your teeth. That's really the key for me is I don't mind eating it. I just don't want to eat it all day.
Right, exactly.
Take it out of my teeth. So give Carrie a call. She's an outstanding lady, and I promise you will not be disappointed. Of course, you got to have a hero card for that. So if you want to, in fact, if you don't have a hero card, it's not too late to get one either online and that's probably the easiest, or run by the YMCA or go to Gibson's and get you a card and tell Carrie you have one, and she'll offer you the discount, which is awesome. And then a couple other things. It seems like I always couple brittle with health. I don't know why I do that.
Well, everything in moderation.
Moderation. Yeah, we're going to balance. We're going to give you a little of both. So, after you've eaten your brittle, you might want to get in touch with Angela Major at Major Weight Loss. Again, we talk about Angela weekly, but she's a health coach, and it's no diets, no exercise. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean she doesn't want you to exercise. It just means that she can show you a platform for losing some weight just really based on some healthy lifestyle changes.
Right, and that's important, you know.
Incremental changes, Glenn, right?
That's how it's done, yeah.
And she'll help you manage your stress, and I may need to call her. I'm about at the end of my stress rope for the week. So,
Are you?
Hey, Angela, are you listening? Could you get out in touch with me, please, ma'am.
Maybe she could call in, do a little phone therapy for a little
during our break. So, anyway, she's awesome, and you can find her on the web, AngelaMajor.com, and you can email her at Angela@AngelaMajor.com. And she has a great package for the Hero Card member. Gives you actually 20% off on her coaching, which is that's very generous. Very, very generous. So she's awesome. And we'll stop there on our – I've got more I want to promote, some healthy and some not as healthy. I've got Gaddy's Pizza that we got to talk about here in a little while because did we talk about whether you've been over there, Glenn?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've
been
over
there. Okay, so that's one – hey, so this weekend – you got some time to kill. Why don't you just venture down 16 and find a thrift shop and then go see Mr. Gaddy's?
You know, Fredericksburg's a wonderful place.
It is.
I may just go do that.
You see? I'm giving you a game plan here. Take your hero card, and they'll give you a discount, and you can play some games while you're back there.
That sounds
you can be
good.
A kid again.
Speaking of games.
Yes, sir.
Games. Got the answers. SI now.
Tell us.
Has the Patriots at this point. A 3-point favorite.
Okay, so pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. That's
Toss up. I mean, if you're saying 3-point.
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll see. I will be watching. I know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, by what, kickoff 5 o'clock, something like that?
Probably so. 5:30.
Even later? Becca's giving us the 7 number.
Wow.
Is that true? Is that 7 on the East Coast? Do you know? All right. Well, don't count on us for the game. Don't miss the kickoff because of us. Find out. Of course, it'd be hard not to.
Well, they say check your local listings.
Check your local listings, and that'd be awesome. So, all right, Glenn, what are we doing for music this week?
Well, we've got a little Big and Rich queued up and ready.
We do, don't we? My choice, yeah, Big and Rich. Yeah. And, again, my music tastes go all over the board. Becca's making – don't let her mic come on right now, okay? Keep her mic down. So I like Big and Rich because I think they're totally – different and unusual and make a great sound together, and they have some fun. And
well, we listen to a little bit of
let's,
that right
let's
here.
Cue up some Big and Rich. Let's take a quick break. Everybody can grab a soda, keep tuning in. And again, you've got the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio.
As he left South Dakota to fight for the red, white, and blue. He was 19 and green with a new M16, just doing what he had to do. He was dropped in the jungle where the choppers would rumble with the smell of napalm in the air. Then the sergeant said, look up ahead. Like a dark evil cloud, 1,200 came down on him and 29 more. They fought for their lives, but most of them died in the 173rd Airborne. On the 8th of November, the angels were crying as they carried his brothers away. With the fire raining down and the hell all around, there were November.
All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. So since Becca's in the house and her time is valuable, let's get Becca on the show.
There I are.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Becca.
Hi.
It is so good to see you again.
Thank you.
And I'm going to go on the record here. I love Glenn.
Yes.
But I love you more.
Well, I'm cuter.
And well, no doubt.
There's no doubt about it.
I hope everybody got the sentiment there. And Glenn's still smiling over there. So, and Glenn, I do enjoy working with you.
But we're just, all, I do.
You're good with it, right?
So Becca's
just this is neat. No, dude, I'm on the other side of the. There's two dudes sitting in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of the counter, which is bizarre for me. I never sit on this.
You've
side.
Never been over here.
No.
So how does this feel to you to sit
awkward.
On
awkward.
Do you
I don't have stuff to
push buttons.
I don't have stuff to mess with.
Don't let her have the buttons. You're just going to have to behave.
Yeah,
we'll get you some fake buttons over there, so you'll kind of
yeah. There's a broken board somewhere around here. Yeah.
So what's been going on, Becca?
Well, like we said,
in life, not about work yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
in life.
Don't
gosh. Well, let's see. All the kids came for New Year's, like we talked about.
Okay,
and
you did all
them,
that?
One of them stayed behind.
Really?
Yeah, my youngest daughter is staying with us right now.
Were you counting on that?
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
We knew
okay.
it was going to happen. Yeah.
Okay, youngest daughter's with you.
She's the one that has the grandbaby.
Yeah, Rose.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And expecting another grandbaby
Good.
In May.
Okay.
And we're over the moon about it. Well, so she's hanging out. She just got a new job, and she's going to, as a matter of fact, she's out filling out paperwork, doing the HR stuff right now.
Awesome.
So she starts Monday. So that was cool.
That's really cool.
Let's see.
You had some big news.
We did, actually. My dear, darling husband just landed an awesome, awesome job with one of the family of Rev sponsors.
Yeah.
He's going to be working for Ken Stoppel Ford, and we are just over the moon about it.
It's a great organization. Yeah. Good people it's over there. He's going to be, what's he going to be doing?
He's going to be a service writer.
Oh, that's awesome.
For the
He'll be great at that.
Quick lane oil change.
That'd
yeah.
be easier on his back, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And is he feeling better?
Oh, much better.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So life is better.
Yeah, life
James.
Is better.
Hey, James,
all the way
congratulations.
Around.
That is awesome.
So he's over the,
to you
yeah,
too.
He's over the moon about it, and was the that light at the end of the tunnel just got a little brighter.
It's always good to have a light in the tunnel.
That's right.
It's not a train coming. Did you hear, this may have been before you stepped in the studio, but Glenn's parents celebrating 51 years this weekend?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's impressive, isn't it?
You really tell your mom I'm sorry. No, that congratulations. No, I'm kidding.
She gets that a lot.
No.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, my dad's kind of a smart aleck, but good natured.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, I figured that's where you got it from. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so
Apple doesn't fall too far away from the tree.
She's had a double whammy of it for a long time.
God bless my mom.
But yeah, I think we all recognize that, Glenn. Sorry.
Yeah. But his parents are really cool
people. Ding. Yeah, they are.
They're really
I figured.
Cool people.
Glenn's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Would have
yeah.
to take cool folks to make, yep. make a Glenn.
Well, you're talking about marriage. So Brandy let me know that she loved me more today. She loves me more today than she did yesterday.
And hopefully twice
sweet?
As much. Wow. She'll love you twice as much tomorrow.
Yeah, but no, she wasn't very happy with me yesterday. Don't come on now, Becca.
What'd you do?
You stepped right in there. You've heard
what'd
that, right?
What'd you do?
Before. Oh, what didn't I do, right?
Well, that's
anyway,
true.
That's part of being married. It's all good.
Your wife's kind of an awesome person.
She
I've
is
been
awesome.
Watching on Facebook how she's trying to help with some of the animal rescues and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
That
just,
is so cool.
Yep. She's never met a dog or cat she didn't like.
Yeah, that
which
is
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, she did some pet caravan this week.
Yeah.
Took some cat from San Antonio back here for surgery. Or I don't know all the details. I can't keep up.
But it's awesome. She does some great things.
She's a sweet lady.
She is. And
she's putting up with me.
That's the big thing right there.
It's pretty huge. It is.
She deserves a medal for that one.
Easy. Easy. All right. So, Becca, I'm glad you're here. I want to...
There's a real reason I'm here, yeah.
There is a real reason?
There is a real reason, yeah.
It's to make me look good. That's
whatever.
Don't forget your why you're here.
No,
you can't
no,
do
no,
that.
No,
you don't
no,
want
no.
that responsibility. So,
no,
Texas Farm Bureau.
Work. Yes, that's who I work for.
You're liking your new gig.
I dig it.
You seem to be.
Yeah.
Every time I get a chance to be around you, you're happy and excited. You got nice people over there. I know
a
few.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Phenomenal people.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I ran into a mutual friend of ours today up at the office, one Mr. Ryan Dill.
Yep.
Came by to just say hey, and we talked a little basketball.
There must be 50 Ryan Dills.
No,
I see him
just
everywhere.
That one.
Just the one.
Just that one.
I think he morphs into.
That
you
man
sure?
drinks a lot of caffeine.
He is everywhere, isn't he?
He is everywhere.
Yeah.
See, because we call him businesses too, right?
Yeah.
And man, about I feel like we're either see Ryan or he's just left. You
yeah.
know, that's
yeah.
that's just or he's coming in behind us. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He is. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, the folks up there are really great.
Good.
After some conversation and some mild negotiations, I worked it out that I actually still work for Rev FM.
Okay.
On the side and do a little work in here and there, but my schedule doesn't allow me to be here during this time frame.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, so I'm still on the clock at my other job.
Yeah, I know. You had to get permission to come in here today, and that's okay. That's
okay. I
had
to get board permission.
What is your title? What is your official title?
My official title, believe it or not, is County Secretary of the Kerr County Farm Bureau, or Farm Bureau of Kerr County.
All that's on your card?
It will be eventually.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I'm still on probation.
Are you?
Yeah. They did some research and found out what I'm like.
I was
going to
say, they did a background check, didn't they?
Yeah. I'm on probation. So,
okay.
But, yeah, I'm halfway through it already. So, my cards, when I get them, they'll say County Secretary of Farm Bureau of Kerr County.
Okay. And there's a lot to learn over there.
Oh, man. And I have barely tipped the iceberg.
You just barely get started.
Ooh.
Isn't that fun,
though? And I've been there since the first of the year, and it's still... Oh, I've got a lot to learn.
But you're gaining on it.
I am. Yeah. Good. I'm starting to feel a little bit more confident. Okay. About, I actually know what I'm talking about most of the time. Instead of not at all.
All right. Well, that's improvement. That's good stuff. It is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and we want to dive into what you do. We're going to take a break here. As you're fully aware, we have a break at the bottom of the hour.
Always.
And, but you can stay around, right?
Absolutely.
You've got some time here.
Yep.
If you don't stay here, you've just got to go back to work. You
well, I'm going to get you're paid here. Whether I'm here or not. So it's all good.
So you hang around because we'll cover. I want to find out really what you're doing and see how the folks out that are there that are listening could benefit from what you're doing.
Yes, definitely.
Also, how they could benefit you in helping you in your cause. So before we go to break, I want to tell about another one of our business partners, one you know well, Becca, Sprinkler Smart.
Ah.
So Sprinkler Smart, Chris and Travis, owners of that business, they're phenomenal guys.
Yeah, they are.
On a personal level, they cut a tree down for me this week.
Cool.
I was so impressed. These are young men, and you know, there are lots of great young men and women in the world today. I'm not saying that, but these are exceptional guys. They just know how to conduct themselves and their business right. Very professional. You feel totally safe having them around.
Yep.
Awesome.
I would recommend them to anybody.
My mama. Daughter. Or my daughter.
Or your daughter. That's even now. That's really important, right? So they're great. They do irrigation, obviously, Sprinkler Smart.
Mm-hmm.
But anything having to do with your yard and improving your yard is really what they do.
Your
from landscaping, building a retaining wall. They're just great, great guys, and you can find them on Facebook. But if you're not a Facebook person, again, you just call them at 830-496-1680.
Yep.
Hero Card members get a discount on their services, 10% off, and so they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I took advantage of that this week while they were cutting the tree down.
Well, you know what? I was talking to a lady the other day who was talking about she had this tree that was about to fall over onto her house, and I said, hey, I know a guy.
Yeah.
And I gave him Chris's information and stuff.
Yeah.
So we got it.
And you know what was really remarkable? Now, I had a pretty gnarly tree out there. It was pretty tall and nasty. So anyway, before they got up there, they were praying over it.
I bet.
And themselves. So anyway, and it apparently it worked. So, all right, so we're going to take a break. Little news and weather. This is the KER. This is radio. The Hero Card, whatever this is, forget what this is. The Hero
it's
Card.
It's Lou McCoy.
That's that everybody knows. It's the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 12:30 a.m. We'll be right back. Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's homie, so you'll never get it on the radio. Why they trying to complicate the simple music that we make? Oh, 'cause if it moves my soul, I'm gonna keep on rolling, rolling. Yeah, just wanna hear everybody sing at the top of your lungs.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Hey, I've been driving all over the town on my cell phone, wearing it out, and I finally tracked you down. Everybody says you're the man, the final piece to my master plan.
All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. I think I got it straight this time. I don't know what it is. So, hated to kill the music because Becca was up on the counter.
Hey, that's my other job.
Hey. Oh, that's right. But you did. You were saying that you used to line dance.
Really. I did. I was all pretty about fun. That. Yeah. Out there. Well, here's the thing. I'm not a lazy person, but I don't like to exercise. I really don't.
Okay. Who does?
And when I was younger, I used to stay in shape by going dancing.
Good. good.
And before I got married the first time, I was out dancing 3-4 nights a week.
How fun.
It was a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I went to all different kinds of, you know, not just one particular type of music over another.
You were known in the scene, weren't you?
I was. Absolutely. I was, yeah.
Well, college, so I went to A&M, right? And we spent tons of time dancing.
Oh, wow. Right? Yeah, loved it.
And you're the same way. You're doing a good job dancing. You were sweating at the end.
That's right. My favorite place is now a furniture store. It's true. It was a club in San Angelo called the Santa Fe. Santa Fe Junction had a huge dance floor. Hank Williams Jr.
Furniture store. I'm like, okay.
Well, no, back then.
I thought you just liked to shop for furniture.
Yeah, no.
Exercise now.
No. Okay. Hank Williams Jr. used to go out there and sing all the time before my time. But it was a great place, and now they've converted it into a furniture store. Okay. And I'm just heartbroken about it.
I don't like it. Hey, real quick, before we get started on on what you're doing at Texas Farm Bureau, which we'll talk about, I want to let everybody know that one of the things, if you'd like to take the Kerrville Daily Times, and maybe you only pick it up occasionally, but you'd like a subscription, well, if you go down there and get a subscription right now, they'll give you a hero card.
Oh.
Yeah, free. Isn't that cool? Oh, everybody in the studio is lighting up to go down there. So, yeah, it's so that's a really nice promotion for them. And
very
so
cool. Get,
that's great value. $25 for the card.
Very nice. Well done.
Well, I'm going to have to. All right, I'll take credit for it. I didn't really do it, but anyway, it's in place and it works. It works.
That's
so
wonderful.
Hang on 1 minute here. Becca, let's get you rocking. We've been joined in the studio by our good friend Kenneth O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. Kenneth, you on tight timeline?
No, sir.
Not too bad?
Have to be at Greystone at
3:30. Oh, well.
So you got a minute.
You got a minute or two, so can you hang around for a minute? I want you to get a chance here to tell about your goal setting seminar that's coming up.
Great.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. So, well, in fact, let's do that now. Why don't you take a minute, and that way you can go about your day and make some go make some money, hopefully. So in the studio now is Kenneth O'Neill. And Kenneth, I probably won't do this justice, but you're a trained motivational speaker with Ziegler.
Legacy certified.
There you go.
Ziegler.
Thank you. I knew you could do better.
Trainer and coach.
Okay. Very good. Zig Ziegler, one of my favorite people. So tell us what you've got going on and tell us how the viewing audience or the listening audience can be a part of it.
I will.
Becca rolled her eyes when I said viewing. It's in TV. All right, go ahead.
Well, thank you for allowing me to come.
Glad you're here.
I appreciate it very much. But on February the 4th, from 8 to 12, Saturday morning, we'll have tacos, coffee, orange juice, and get started for a four-hour workshop on goal setting and achievement of goals for 2017. And a lot of people by now, they're giving up on their goals already.
So if they made them, they've given up.
If they made them,
but a lot of people hadn't even made them, right?
Well, that's the major problem. A lot of people do not know how to make goals.
Right. Mm-hmm. Say that's true.
And even if they think about them, they keep them in their head. And one of the big things you need to do, and it's been proven, that if you will write them down.
And put them in your pocket.
Them,
and keep it in your pocket.
And keep it in your pocket. Keep up with it. That's a great thing to do.
Review it.
And you need to tally where you are, especially on some of the things that people work on, like a weight program or, I need to read my Bible every, more than I did last year.
Or read a different book. Or
read a different book.
Or learn something this year, right? Something new.
All the different things.
Absolutely. So that's awesome. So where is that going to be?
It's going to be at the UGRA building.
All right.
Upper Guadalupe River Authority,
overall.
And it's right behind where you get your driver's license.
Okay.
And when you went over there to take the driving test, and you couldn't get between those two.
Couldn't
parallel park. I remember that.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Absolutely.
So I'm real excited about this goal setting, and what we're doing is bringing the culture of Zig Ziglar to the Hill Country.
I love it.
And
great man.
Here's what I'm going to do. You know, you all the time are coming up with these great bargains.
Okay.
Go to the Kerrville Daily Times, get a subscription, get a hero card.
Why not?
Sure. And you can save money forever for the whole year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anybody that will sign up for this goal setting and achievement workshop, February 4th, a week from tomorrow,
That's, wow, it's here.
I guess $99 normally.
All right.
$50. Anybody Seriously? That says, I heard you on.
Oh. That's a deal.
Lou McCoy's
Lou
show.
McCoy's.
This is not Lou McCoy's show. This is the Hero Card show.
Hero Card.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Hero Card.
So if you're listening and you want to go to this goal, man, that's a heck of a
$50.
Deal.
$50. Wow.
And you get the manual.
Yeah, I'm looking at this nice binder.
One
here.
Of the things that I'm going to add is a 30-minute session on time management.
That's important.
What do? You know, unless you're one of those guys like you, you know, you have a 25-hour day.
I do.
That's why you get so much done,
I figured out how to add extra time to my day. It's amazing.
But now all of us in the room, the rest of us, we only have 24 hours a day.
Yep.
So why are there some people, they get so much done.
Yep.
They're so well organized.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a plan.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to be talking about, is a plan.
I love it.
And if they're not satisfied, I'm going to let you give them their money back.
Okay. You are so generous to me. Thank you. All right. So Kenneth, I'm glad you came by. So how do they register? How do they get a hold of you? Give out some information so that they can find you and get this done. This is a great course. They ought to be there.
They should be there.
Yep.
So they can call me on my cell phone.
All right.
And I will sign them up.
Okay.
830-285-7010.
One more time.
830-285-7010. And I'm going to leave all this information with you.
Okay.
And you can, like, repeat it over and over.
Yeah. Well, this is next Saturday, right?
Right.
A week from, so I'll promote it again next week.
Yeah,
next
do it
week.
Again next week. And I'm going to put it on Facebook.
Yep.
And
we'll tag it on
actually,
our Facebook
it's going to be
page.
In the newspaper with the application and
Good.
Everything. But it should be there. And if they're not happy when it's over, they can tell me.
Yeah. Well, some people will.
Feedback.
But they're going to be happy.
They're
going to be happy because it's great material. You're a great trainer.
Great material. We're going
to
work.
8 to noon next February 4th.
And, in fact, I'm going this afternoon, and we're going to give the course to my Greystone cadets this afternoon.
I'll have fun.
From 3:30 to 6:30.
Good for you. You're a good man.
I'm excited.
Keep it up.
I'm excited.
Thanks
and then, too, don't forget the girls' basketball team playing Marble Falls tonight.
Yeah, our girls' team.
Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah, they're wonderful. I don't get to see them play very much because we'll be in Marble Falls for the JV. The boys are in Marble Falls.
Well, that's okay. So if you're not there, you can always listen right here on KERV 1230 because it will be simulcast on both this station and Rev FM. I know because I'm playing the commercials.
All right.
You would think we planned that, but we didn't.
Well,
we
I'm
didn't
excited.
Plan much here. All right.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Good to see you, bud.
Have a great weekend. Always good to see you.
Bye, Kenneth.
God bless, my friend. See you soon. All right, so Becca, let's the rest of this, outside of some promotion that I'll need to do, we're going to give you some time. Tell us about Texas Farm Bureau.
Okay.
Tell us what you're doing.
So, Texas Farm Bureau.
Yep.
It's, okay, there's actually Farm Bureau. There's Farm Bureau of the United States Farm Bureau. It starts at the top, okay? It really is.
Yeah.
And then it's broken down into the states. So, this Texas Farm Bureau. And then within Texas, it's broken down into 206 counties.
Yeah, we got a lot of counties.
Yes.
Okay.
So I work for the Farm Bureau of Kerr County.
Okay.
That's who I work for.
Very good.
And within, and each one is a separate entity, and they're all nonprofit entities, and they work together. We start in the county level, and then things blossom into the state level, and then things go into the national level. And the reason it's done that way is for legislation, to help agricultural families, food, fuel, and, oh, heck, I forgot the third one. Hang on just a second.
That's okay.
I'll get it. Fiber.
Food and
fiber.
Fuel. And fiber.
Food,
okay.
Fiber, and fuel.
Very good.
So there's a lot of legislation that affects all three of those things.
Okay.
And it starts grassroots. That's how Farm Bureau was founded, was in a grassroots movement to help the farmers. For example, the farm-to-market roads that are out there.
Right.
Farm Bureau had a hand in helping that come to pass.
Okay.
Because the farmers were having a hard time getting their produce to market. They were having a hard time with getting stuck in the mud and all this stuff because there were no roads, but the farmers themselves couldn't afford. All they could do was plow that road. They couldn't afford to get them properly sealed and covered. Not all of them are properly sealed, but, you know, a lot of them are caliche even.
Right.
Which is still better than nothing
than
at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a Farm Bureau thing.
Okay.
So over the years, it started back in the 20s, and it's evolved.
I'm sure.
It had a few name changes. It shut down. It's opened back up again. There was some, you know, growing pains. But since the mid-50s, it's been around, and it's done some phenomenal things. Now, locally, let me back up a little bit.
Sure.
We want people to be members of the Farm Bureau. So it's a $40 membership. And
oh,
let
wow.
me tell yeah.
Wow.
$40 a year. That's
okay.
it.
That's nice. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you get for that $40.
All right.
A lot. A lot of discounted stuff. Part of that money stays here local and goes towards scholarships, goes towards livestock, junior livestock show
oh, yeah.
support,
Very
which
important.
I'm going to tell you about yeah. in just a second.
Okay.
Some of that money goes to the state level to help with some of the state issues. And then again, part of that goes to the national. So we've got 500,000 members in Texas.
Wow. That's a bunch.
That's not really when you think about how many people are actually in Texas.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks in Texas.
Now, are you calling specifically on farm
no.
people?
No.
Okay.
No, these can benefit anybody.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Like,
because,
I'm a potential.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Because you
So then
use,
that, yeah, half of me is not very many.
You use fuel, right?
I do.
You eat food?
A lot.
And you're clothed in fiber?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, some sort of fiber.
I'm not wearing the never. Go ahead.
Anyway,
yeah.
TMI. Sure. So all of these issues affect all of us, not just
okay.
the farmers.
Yeah.
Because even as consumers and buyers, what happens to the farmers is we are
sure.
the end
makes,
result of what happens.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you join Farm Bureau of Kerr County, $40 a year, you get all of these great benefits, plus you're helping the Texas farm families, the agricultural families, keep the laws for eminent domain.
Yeah.
Water rights.
Very important.
Not just above ground, but below ground as well.
Sure.
Not just above ground and below ground, but what falls out of the sky. There are laws about that.
Wow.
And Farm Bureau helps the legislation for the landowner, not for
That's
the
awesome.
Big companies or not for the government to come in and take the land away.
Very good.
Because if the government has control of that, our farming community will disappear.
Absolutely.
And we won't have the great food that we put on our table every day.
So what is your role, memberships?
That is
That's
my,
what you're
I'm,
doing.
I do member services. I help
member
our members.
Services.
You know,
okay.
I help them get signed up. If they have an issue with some of their services that they get as a member, okay. I'm the one that helps them out with that.
That's awesome.
And there's so many. Just a quick.
Give me the top three benefits.
How about Please. $500 discount off of your new GMC or Buick pickup?
I like it. Just
That's,
like that?
Yeah.
That's, yep.
Shoot.
Okay.
How about some discount car rentals if you're going to go on vacation?
Okay. Like
it
that.
It also includes discounted amusement park tickets.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Movie tickets, hotel discounts.
So it's very similar to owning or purchasing a hero card, right?
But on a larger scale,
But
yes.
the point is you make a $40 investment in a
mm-hmm.
membership, and it's
yeah.
not hard to get your $40.
No, it's not.
And then even more.
Right.
Get back out of it. So
if
good.
You live out in the country, high-speed satellite internet, a discount on that
okay.
for the folks
That's
that
huge.
Don't have
if
connection
out, yep.
to the fiber optic lines here in town.
Okay.
They help get child's car seats and booster seats at significant savings.
Perfect.
Yeah. There's also a defensive driving course. Property.
You hear that, Glenn?
Yeah.
No, I'm teasing.
Property protection program. So if there's any crime that's committed on your land,
yep.
you get there's a $1,000 reward that Farm Bureau posts for the arrest and indictment, I think, of for trespass, theft, or criminal mischief convictions.
Okay.
I like
Very
that.
Very good. So, yeah. All right. So if I'm listening out there and I want to get a membership, how does that work? How do I go about that?
Shoot. All you got to do is come by the Farm Bureau
Just come
office.
By your office over
Yeah.
There.
Now, we've moved recently. A lot of folks
yeah.
think we're out there towards Ingram.
But you're not.
We're not anymore. We just moved at the first of the year. And now we're at 341 Junction Highway, across the street from Whataburger.
I was
going
to say, just give the Whataburger shout out there.
That's
Because
right.
that's where you are, in a great building there. And
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right next door to Sears. So
is that the easiest thing?
That's
or
the
should
easiest
they call
thing.
You? Or should they email you as well?
They can call our office at 830-895-2525.
Okay.
Or they can come see us. Those are the two ways.
Those are the best ways.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, people love seeing Becca, so I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah.
In.
And there's all kinds of, you know, I was talking about scholarship programs. Ag Day's
yeah.
coming up. May 11th, there's going to be 400 to 600 fourth graders taken on
Mercy.
A field trip from
oh,
Kerrville
really?
And Ingram
okay.
to a place here. I'm not exactly sure where here in Kerrville, but they're going to go and they're going to learn about how things grow, where their food
awesome.
Comes from, how it grows, all the science behind it.
I'll go.
I know, right?
Everything we forgot.
The dirt.
Yeah, have fun.
And then they have a really cool thing for teachers, too.
Okay.
So in the summertime, this happens from June 5th through the 8th in Waco. It's called the Summer Agricultural Institute, and this is for teachers to go do this. They get hands-on activities with a science focus, field trip tours, presentations by experts in the field, 36 hours of continuing professional development hours.
Very good.
That's a big deal for teachers.
It is.
Because you have to have so many hours
right.
per year.
Okay.
Lesson plans that correlate to the TEKS and STAR plans. And you can even sign up and get a scholarship as a teacher
to attend this. Okay, so... Very good.
Yeah, so all you got to do is come by the office, and they'll tell you about it.
That's exciting. All right, what else is in your stack there that you want to tell us about?
This is really cool. All right, three things I'll touch on real quick. First of all, volunteer fire department. Mm-hmm. If you've got somebody that wants to be a new volunteer firefighter, Texas or Kerr County Farm Bureau will sponsor you to go through training at A&M this summer.
Oh, that's neat.
Right? So to find out, you can call us at the office, 895-2525, or come by. 341 Junction Highway.
So to clarify, if I'm wanting to go volunteer for Ingram or Harper or
anywhere within Kerr County.
Right, anywhere. Okay. So Farm Bureau will pay my...
They will sponsor me
to go to that class and learn. That's awesome.
Right?
Wow. Is that a first come, first serve?
It's a scholarship program where they decide who has the biggest
kind
need.
Kind of apply for it and go that way. That's fantastic. Yeah. How much fun would that be, too?
Right.
Yeah, good. All right. That's
and then we have student scholarships.
All right.
Okay. So there's a scholarship for a graduating senior whose parents or legal guardians are members of the Farm Bureau. And if you plan on attending an accredited institution of higher learning with above average grades, but they're not required, you can get a scholarship from Farm Bureau.
Very good.
Right? Kerr County Farm Bureau.
Okay.
And then the final thing, you know, we just had the Junior Livestock Show recently.
Yes, we did. Yep.
And Kerr County contributed $1,500 towards the purchase of some of those animals for those kids.
Awesome.
To help them further their agricultural interest. And it's a phenomenal thing that they do with that. Also, I want to toot their horn just a little bit.
Toot it.
In 2011, Farm Bureau contributed over $1 million of Texas Farm Bureau funds to Texas volunteer firefighters during the wildfire of the wildfire relief
Very
effort
nice.
In 2011.
Yeah, that was awful.
And then in 2013, they collected and raised over $177,000 in donations for assistance to the city of West
when the
fertilizer explosion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're very community-minded.
Absolutely.
And the funds for the wildfire relief effort, that went to the volunteer firefighters.
Awesome.
Right? To help those guys out.
Yep.
So they're an amazing organization. I love working for these people.
And that comes through. And
it truly does.
And it sounds like it'd be easy to work for them. Because they're doing good work here locally.
Yeah.
And across Kerr County.
It stays local.
And also nationally.
And you get all these cool discounts.
Yeah.
There's like... over 20 different benefits, and I can't talk about all of them, but
it's all right. You don't have to.
Most people
can find out.
Yeah, most people don't associate Farm Bureau that don't know anything about
it
with all this other stuff.
Yeah, I had no clue.
$40 a year.
Okay.
How inexpensive is that? You're helping put kids through school.
A couple of lattes at Starbucks, isn't it?
Right. You help them put kids through school. You're helping volunteer firefighters. You're helping teachers.
Awesome.
$40. So come by and see me. 895-2525 is the number.
And you're there most days?
Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Yeah,
I'm
there.
So that's really
good. Come on in, talk to me, or Susan.
Good.
Susan is the other lovely lady that's there and will be there, I think, until the end of time. Because she's awesome. She that woman knows more than I forget.
Every organization needs to have one of those.
Oh, she is
Susan,
it,
right?
Man.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's far.
Well,
that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Becca, this is a good report. In your
Thank
life,
you.
Personally, all the good things are going on. I'm so glad you're happy.
Thank
and having
you.
Fun.
Have you ever known me not happy, Lou?
No. Well, no.
That's a choice.
It is a choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I, of course, wish you tremendous
Thank you.
Success, and I know you're having it. We'll continue to have it, and I hope that you'll come back on
sure.
sometime. And maybe tell us about your line dancing career, right? And you said you're going to do some line dancing this weekend.
That
right,
was
right?
before smartphones were invented, so yeah, there is no proof.
yeah, you got to be careful now, right? Somebody will video you. So
yeah, well, we've talked about that before, Becky. Thankfully, when we were kids, we didn't have that kind of stuff.
No, no. Oh, and
isn't that the truth?
And you couldn't hide one of them big VHS recorders.
Yeah. No. But things have changed. Ooh. And amazing. It's hard to keep up with it. But I really am proud for you, and
I'm glad you
came on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Well, anything we can do to help you, we'll do it, of course.
Absolutely.
And, so listen, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And you're welcome to hang around. Glenn and I are going to wrap up the show. You can keep a mic if you've got time. Stay there. I want to do
just a
little more. Glenn, let's cue a quick 30-second music so we can get my thoughts together, and we'll come back and wrap up the show. This is the Hero Card Hour, KURV 1230.
Somebody ask me where you're at. I don't know what to say. I've tried you every day. It's been so long since you called. I bet you're having a real good time, but I hate to think of what you're doing tonight and who you're holding close. I don't really wanna know who you've been loving lately, who you've been calling baby, who you've been running around this tell all town. I guess you finally got the best of me. Yes, you thought I'd never. So hard to believe how we came down like we were nothing, baby. Who you've been loving lately? I thought that I could trust the way we made love. You made me feel it was something real. Now everything you said is lying in our bed like shattered glass against my back. The way you got me just blows my mind. Didn't care enough to even say goodbye. I'd give anything now if I could stop thinking of.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad you're tuning in. Again, this is the Hero Card Hour. I want to spend the last 3 minutes just doing a little Hero Card business. Again, we feel so blessed to have the partnerships that we have, the businesses that take our card and give a discount to the community. Becca, that's just such a nice thing that they do, if you think about it.
It is.
Goodwill. I've seen her, as you were talking, thinking, how could we get Farm Bureau to give a discount? But I know insurance is and those kinds of things are crazy. But
yeah.
It's just nice that you can go in different businesses and save a little money.
Yeah.
It's important,
it's
right?
Awesome. Well, and times are tough, and people are always looking for things to save money on.
Yeah, it's just always good to save money if you can, right? So a couple more places that you can use your Hero Card, and again, you love Premier 7 Gym. You're friends with Chris and Jency, and you've done some work with Chris, working out. Again, different concept there, getting he works with getting your body in line and working out in a correct way. It's not just about developing your abs, although it's important, but it's more of a holistic approach, right?
Right. Well, I was in pain.
Yeah,
I went to
pain.
Him. He fixed it. 6 months I haven't been back. I'm still not in pain.
There you go.
Because I learned and my body learned what it was doing wrong and corrected it.
Yeah, working out when you have pain is a problem.
Yep.
Because you can just compound it. So great people. I was in there this week and he was helping a young man work out that's going to be probably a really excellent football player as he moves into high school. Big man and big young man. And so, anyway, it's just fun to watch him. He's so good. And so, maybe you don't need to work out, but maybe you have a child that's an athlete that needs some work there. So, that's good. So, go see them. They're at 727 Hill Country Drive. And, Glenn, are we out of time? Is that what you're telling me?
Just about out of time.
All right.
About 20 seconds.
Oh, 20 seconds. All right. So that always happens. So look, if we finished everything today, you wouldn't have a reason to tune in next week. But you need to now. So listen, everybody, have a great weekend. I hope you will tune in next week. And go Falcons. All right. Very good.
Bringing you Tyvee.